FM 90.3 WJTL Aaron Schuster is it today. Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:20.
This is intern Josiah with your weather forecast today. Expect clouds and showers, windy with a high near 69. Moving into tonight, clouds and more heavy rain with a low around 61. And then on winning Wednesday, more clouds and showers, windy with a high near 71. It is currently 63 degrees in Mannheim.
Our very special guest today, our friend Jeremy Campbell is here. Jeremy, the North America President for Global Disciples. Good morning again, Jeremy.
Good morning.
We've been asking our guests if they would share their life verse with us. Do you have a life verse?
Sure. I would say Mark 9:23. Would be the life verse. The context of Mark 9 is a father brings his son to Jesus, who and his son has been possessed by a demon. And he's asking Jesus, you know, can you heal him? And in Mark 9:23, Jesus says, if I can, and you can kind of hear the indignation in his voice, and he says, anything is possible if you believe.
Mm.
And I love that verse because it does remind me that anything is possible. Jesus, you know, can do the impossible. God still does the impossible today. And that's important to remember as we go through life and all the ups and downs and the things that we face. But I love verse 24 that captures the father's response where the father says, I do believe. And then he says, but help me with my unbelief. Because I find personally, I know that God can do the impossible, but I don't always know that he or believe that he will do the impossible in my circumstance.
Right.
You know, and so it's not about head knowledge. It's about a heart that believes. And if you believe that anything is possible, you know, good things are going to happen.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, sure.
Share a little bit about what God is doing through Global Disciples. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we work through local churches to bring the good news of Jesus to people who've never heard. There's a third of the world still today that has not heard the good news of Jesus. And that's almost 3 billion people.
Wow, that's amazing. To that end, you guys have a very special event coming up in June. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you know we have this vision of reaching people, and there are other mission organizations and churches that have a similar focus. And so we've come together to form this Alliance for the Unreached. A group of folks who are ministries, organizations focused on those least reached there. And on June 8th, we have what we're calling the International Day for the Unreached.
Okay.
June 8th is Pentecost Sunday. And so if you remember in Acts, you know, that's the day the Holy Spirit came on the disciples and thousands of people came to know the Lord. We're praying that a similar outpouring of the Holy Spirit would take place on June 8th and that, you know, people all around the world would you know, get to meet the Holy Spirit, would come to know Jesus. So individuals, churches can participate in this International Day for the Unreached by simply going to the website for the Alliance. So it's allianceforTheUnreached.org. It's all together, no spaces, no dashes, nothing there. AllianceforTheUnreached.org. There's all sorts of resources there. How do you pray? You know, what really does this mean? What does unreached mean? All those sorts of questions can be answered. Also, starting next Wednesday, they're doing a series of webcasts where they're going to focus on different organizations and how they're trying to reach the unreached. So every Wednesday night, you can register for that on that website as well. It's just a great opportunity to see how God is moving around the world and how the gospel is being brought to people who've never heard it before.
Amazing. International Day for the Unreached, an opportunity for you to be involved. June the 8th, check it out, allianceforTheUnreached.org. God continues to work through Global Disciples as well. And if folks want to get more information about what you're doing every day or how they can support you, they could do that at your website,
too. Yep, the website's a great place to start, globaldisciples.org. We'd be happy to connect with you and bring a speaker to your church or answer your questions or anything like that.
Check it out online, globaldisciples.org. Jeremy, great having you here today.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Back to the music. This is Coming to the Light, Taya on WJTL. Good morning.